East Warren Warhawks to town, all the way from Liberty Center, just under 2 hours away. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I am Nick Brinks, joined by Devin Dembinski tonight. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. The Crusaders ended the regular season with five straight wins, including last Monday's regular season finale over Cam, 42-31. Southeast Warren topped East Union in their opening round playoff game on Thursday, 47-30. We'll talk more about their opening round matchup in a moment, but let's talk about the Crusaders first. It's been a fantastic season. This group of seniors, etc., another great year. We'll talk about some of the accolades and records in a little bit that they have been able to accomplish this year. But a five-game winning streak going into the playoffs. They're playing pretty good basketball. We'll see if they come out rusty at all, though. They haven't played in 8 days.
Yeah, that's always kind of the fear, you know, when you get that bye game is, how are you going to come out in that first quarter? Are you rusty? Did you need the rest? We'll see how the Crusaders act tonight. I personally always wanted to see them have a game against one of them lower opponents, as you call them. But I know Coach McAllister really wanted that bye. She really wanted the rest. So she got her wish, and we'll see how the Crusaders respond with that.
In that win over Cam last week, Malia Clayburgh picked up a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds. Also, she had 5 assists and 5 steals, so she had the quadruple cinco, we'll call it. And then for Southeast Warren in their win over East Union on Thursday, they scored 47. East Union put up 30, and it was all Jessica Lillig. She is their leading scorer, averaging over 18 points a game. She went for 26 that night, 5 rebounds, 6 steals. She hit 3 threes on the night. And for Southeast Warren to have a shot tonight, not only will she have to have a huge night, but she'll have to look for some help from her teammates. Nobody else averaging in double figures. The number 2 scorer, 9.5 points per game. That's Madison Olsalski. The number 3 scorer on the team, just 4 points a game. So they'll have to look outside of Lillig for some offense. And against this Crusader defense, that's easier said than done.
Yeah, the Crusaders love to pressure the ball. They do a great 1-3-1, you know, and they kind of try and trap you at half court. And so if they know they got to shut one girl down, they're going to trap her all night. They're going to make sure someone guards her, like a Lauren Cook probably. She's going to have a big role tonight in just guarding her and kind of being a pest. But Lauren is so quick and so good at bothering really good players and making them get off of their game because she rushes them so much.
Normally, if somebody referred to you as a gnat, that is not a compliment. But as a defensive basketball player, being a gnat, being a pest, that is A-okay.
Oh, yeah. It is a great thing to have on your team. Not so much fun when you're the opponent. But for the Crusaders, it's a great asset to have.
The Warhawks come from the Pride of Iowa Conference. Your Crusaders out of the Rolling Valley. We have more of your Mackey Motors pregame show coming up next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. When we return, we'll take a look at our busy schedule tonight. We have 1A and 2A girls basketball going on, and we'll also check out tonight's starting lineups. That's all next, live on Kick 106.7 from Coon Rapids.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good Luck Crusaders from everyone at Heritage Insurance. Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Return to Coon Rapids, side of tonight's 1A Region 3 quarterfinal, and if you win tonight, you are moving on to the Region 3 semifinal coming up on Friday night. If Coon Rapids Baird wins tonight, they will host on Friday, and they would welcome either Martinsdale, St. Mary's, or Murray to town. Both picked up wins in the opening round of the playoffs on Thursday night, and so they'll face off tonight, and the Crusaders, they're coming in off 8 days of rest, as we mentioned. They wrapped up the regular season last Monday, and it's been a fantastic regular season, 17-5. Some big wins throughout the season, near the top of the conference standings. And you look at this core group of five, your starting five for the Crusaders, all seniors, all having fantastic seasons. And we've had a lot of records broken by this team this year.
This group of seniors is unbelievable. You could probably argue it's the best core group that's ever come through the school. You know, when you talk about records, you look at like Anna Hart. You know, she's committed to Iowa Western for basketball, and her accolades are amazing. It shows that she deserves to go play basketball at the next level. She has a single season record in assists with 106, the career record with 367. She's sixth in scoring for CRB all time. She leads CRB for steals for single game, for season, for a career. And she's 14th in the all-time 5-on-5 history in all classes in steals. So, tremendous athlete there. Then you also look at Malia Clayburg, another great athlete for the Crusaders. Committed to Kirkwood for volleyball. She has the most blocks in a game with 7. She's third in scoring, third in rebounding. Also dishes it out. She's up there on the leaderboard in assists. She also steals the ball. She's right behind Anna as a career. And there's just, you know, we've only named 2 out of the 8 that they have on the roster. There's so much more that we could talk about.
And we'll try to sprinkle some of those nuggets in throughout the broadcast tonight. And also Coach McAllister looking for win number 100 as the head coach of the Crusaders, sitting at 99 this evening, and she's obviously hoping for 100 and maybe a few more down the stretch before the 26th season wraps up.
Yeah, we'd like to see that number closer to 105, try and maybe get it as close to 110 as possible. I don't know if she knows that tonight would be win number 100. That was something that the AD had let me know earlier in the day, and so she's not sure if Caitlin knows that nugget or not. I don't think she told her. No need to add any extra pressure in the postseason.
Probably not something you tell her now. And with a couple minutes left in the fourth quarter, if things look good, maybe they'll be like, hey, just a heads up.
Yeah.
But a lot of basketball to be played between then and now. Let's check out your starting lineups tonight. Thanks to Mackey Motors. The pregame show continues. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. We'll begin with the visitors for Southeast Warren. They will be in green uniforms. Warhawks in black text along the chest, outlined in white with white numbers. And here are their starters, led by head coach Dustin Olsalski. Again, they come from the Pride of Iowa Conference. 5'8 junior Hayden Rubel, a 5'9 junior Olivia Costigan, a 5'10 junior, Madison Olsalski, a 5'9 freshman, Ryan Harriman, and a 5'9 senior, Jessica Lillig. And again, we mentioned Lillig, 26 points in their playoff opener on Thursday, averaging 18 a game. She's also the team leader in steals with over 3 per game, and their leading three-point threat with 33 made threes this year. Nobody else on the team has more than 11. So when you look at Southeast Warren and you look at offense, it all goes through number 33. Not that it's an easy test for a defense, but when the majority of a team's offense goes through one player, you at least don't have to worry about focusing or losing focus on the task at hand, and that's just keep an eye on number 33, where she's at all times, and don't let her beat you. Make someone else step up.
Absolutely. You're probably going to see some double teams. You're definitely going to see a shadow on her tonight, I would assume, and you're just going to say, you know what, let one of the other four beat us if that's the case.
And for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, they are 17-5. Caitlin McAllister, head coach, and they're out of the Rolling Valley Conference. It's all seniors in the starting five. 5'8 senior forward Ashton Clucky, a 5'6 guard Anna Hart, 5'7 guard Aubrey Hoffbauer, 5'11 forward Malia Clayberg, and 5'6 guard Ella Heidoff. So Hart is the leading scorer, 13 points a game, also dishes out the most assists, most steals per game, just under 5 assists, just under 5 steals per game. Malia Clayberg, the team's leading rebounder, 7 boards a game to go along with her number 2 scoring numbers, over 12 per game. And then she leads the team with a couple blocks per contest. Ashton Clucky and Ella Heidoff both at 6.5 points a game. Aubrey Hoffbauer just under 6 points a game. And you look at three-point shooters, you look at Heidoff and Hoffbauer and Hart, all kind of in that 20 to 30%, right around 20 made threes per season. Nobody jumps out at you as being the go-to threat behind the arc, but they have all teamed up so well this year, and they've got a chance to break another school record tonight with 5 made three-pointers. It would become the most threes that the Crusaders have made in a season since 2005, 2006, you know, 20 years ago, and maybe another record falls tonight if they can get hot behind the arc.
Yeah, well, that's one thing to definitely keep an eye on tonight. And they shoot the ball so well from behind the arc. But to me, it all starts, they do a great job of moving the ball around, and no one stands still. So they do a great job of trying to create an open shot, and we just happen to have the shooters that'll knock it down.
Busy night around the area. Over on KKRL, we have 1A girls basketball with Glidden Ralston and IKM Manning squaring off in Manning tonight. Mason Nealon has the broadcast there. The winner of that game likely heading up to Newell Fonda on Friday. And then on KCIM tonight, we've got Exira EHK hosting Griswold. Jeff Blankman has the broadcast there. That is a 1A Region 7 matchup. And then we do have one 2A game tonight with South Central Calhoun up at MMCRU. So a busy night of broadcasts. We are 3 stations deep on the CB Sports Network, and we'll step away for the national anthem. We are back with tip-off. When we return, you're listening to Coon Rapids Baird girls basketball as they begin their postseason run tonight in a 1A Region 3 quarterfinal.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-9999. 2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders.
Has wrapped up. I did not play basketball in high school, but I sang many national anthems before some games, and that gentleman did a fine job. One of the better ones I've heard all season long.
Yeah, Sam just started doing that this year, and he's done a great job every game that he's done it.
The Warhawks of Southeast Warren in green, their bench to our left. We're here in the Gatorade broadcast booth, and for the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, they're in their home whites, and it'll be Malia Clayburg in the circle, standing on that Crusader logo, and she'll face off against Jessica Lillig. The offensive focus for Southeast Warren. In the air, we are tipped underway. Anna Hart wants to drive quickly and a little too strong on the driving layup. Smile on her face, and back the other way. The Warhawks get the first rebound of the game, and they'll try to strike first here on Coon Rapids Baird's home floor. Lillig tosses off to the left side. Hayden Rubel back to Lillig. Drives through the defense, tosses it up, and the defense was good. Shot goes awry, and that's out of play. Out of bounds, turnover.
You know, if there was one critique on Anna, I would say it's those fast drives in the lane. She just goes in a little too quick and just forgets to have that little nice little touch around the rim.
From the left wing, Anna Hart feeds Malia Clayburg inside, and she lays it in with a generous roll. Shot may have been a little bit short, but it rolled up and over the side of the rim, and it's in for a 2-0 lead. 50 seconds in, Warhawks look to answer, but they almost throw it away. Lillig, she's got some ups for a 5'9 senior. I thought that was for sure in the lap of Coach Christensen, or McAllister, rather. And she hangs on to it, puts a shot off the back of the rim. Clayburg rips away the rebound, and then a jump ball will go Southeast Warren's way. So Clayburg got the rebound, but they tied her up, and it'll be Southeast Warren basketball underneath their own hoop. We are just over a minute in, 2-0 Crusaders in this first playoff game of the year for the Crusaders. Now this one, a high pass to the right corner, picked up by Madison Olsalski. She picks up her dribble at the top. Now Anna Hart looks to strike. Back to the right wing, Olsalski surveys the defense. This 2-3 zone can be stingy. Lillig in the right corner to the right elbow. A pass to Costigan. Spins, puts it off the rim, short, no good. And Ashton Clucky comes down with her first rebound of the game. 90 seconds in, 2-0 lead. Hide off in the right corner. Looks inside for Clayburg. Kicks out to the left wing. Hoffbauer, right side, hide off. Inside Clayburg. Triple teamed. Beats him, floats it in with the left hand with a nice pivot, and she's got all four for the Crusaders in the early going. Now deflection and almost a takeaway, and it eventually got there. It pinballed its way to Hoffbauer. She gets the steal. Hart dashes in with the assist, and Heidoff finishes at the rim. Three short shots for the Crusaders, 2 minutes in, and they lead 6-0.
What a fast-paced start for the Crusaders. This is about as good as you could have asked for. You can see that pressure is really getting to Southeast Warren to start. They're just not able to move the ball like they want to. You can also tell when they're on the offensive set, they really want to take advantage of having a little more height and size than the Crusaders have. And they're trying to get that ball inside, but the Crusaders are just playing that stingy defense and not letting them get clean looks inside. And then on the offensive end, Crusaders are moving the ball great, finding them open passes. Picture-perfect start.
Clayburg with a couple buckets, tied off with one. And in the backcourt, Anna Hart will ramp up her defensive pressure. In the full court, Warhawks do get it across the timeline. Lillig is in the right corner. She's guarded by Hoffbauer. High pass left wing. Off to Hayden Rubel, runs into Hart to the elbow. And Costigan looks, 12 on the shot clock. Every pass has Crusader fingertips in the way, but the Warhawks have maintained possession. A lob to the side, and it's tipped by Clucky. Ball is free. Warhawks have it, and they don't realize the shot clock was about to expire, so they turn it over with no shot attempt on that possession.
And they didn't even have a look at a shot. Maybe the only time they did was you were going to have to catch and fire and it was not going to be an ideal shot.
Both teams beginning with 2-3 zone looks defensively. Hoffbauer looks into the lane, and Malia Clayburgh, she's been busy in the early going. She lays it in for the third time, 6 for her, and it's a quick 8-0 lead for the Crusaders opening quarter. Warhawks pass it to the left wing. Rubel lets the three fly, and she rattles one home. Just her 9th of the year, but she's the now tied for the third most threes on the team. Under 5 to go, and they're on the board for the first time. 8-3, Crusaders by 5. Hide off in the right wing. Looks for a screen from Clucky. At the top, Hart dribbles to her left. Kick down to the corner. Open 3, Hoffbauer, and she gets one to go. Hoffbauer's on the board with the triple, and it's 11-3. Warhawks look to beat the full court pressure. In trouble here with a double team into traffic. Hart steals it. Finds Hideoff. Easy 2 at the end. She finishes with the layup. And they've got a double-digit lead here in the early going. More defensive pressure here in the backcourt. Hart looks for another steal. Back-to-back. Kicks down underneath. And Hideoff has an and-one coming. Great defense. Turns into great offense, and it's 15-3 Crusaders already with 4:06 left in the quarter, and the foul is on Madison Olsalski.
And things just changed so quickly with that pressure. You know, Southeast Warren were doing a good job to start of just at least getting it across and trying to burn some time, and then this pressure just ramped up, and it got out of hand hurt quickly for them.
The and one will roll off no good from Ella Hideoff, but she's got 6 here in the early going, as does Clayburgh, and then Hoffbauer's got their other 3. We are halfway through the first quarter. Still 2-3 zone for the Crusaders as they find Lillig underneath, and she has not had any openings on her shot attempts yet, so she hasn't taken much. Here's a defensive rebound for Hideoff after a miss inside from Olsalski, and now the pass to the left wing. Anna Hart looks and finds Maya Downing. The senior has checked in here a little bit ago. Hart, triple teams, kick down to the corner. Hideoff for 3, and that's off the rim. No good. Pulled down on the board by Ryan Harriman, a freshman. Just one senior in the starting lineup for the Warhawks. It's Lillig, and she will double dribble on her way to what could have been their second basket of the game. That layup will be taken off the board. She double dribbled off in the left wing before making a beeline for the bucket.
Yeah, that was about as good of a look as you were going to get for Southeast Warren right now with this pressure that the Crusaders are showing.
12-point lead for the Crusaders early in the going here. 3:18, first quarter. They've also got Lauren Cook on the floor. Underneath with Clucky, she gets hacked on the way up. She had a chance at a left-handed layup, and she's got a couple free throws coming her way after the foul from Riley Cypher. And we will see Ashton at the free throw line, where she is 25 of 36 this year, just under 70%. Right-handed shooter, left hand is taped up, and she gets the first one to go.
Yeah, she's had that wrist taped up for the last about 10 games now. Little wrist soreness, because she just dives on the floor at all times for a ball.
And she gets both free throws through the net, and they've got a 14-point lead. The Warhawks struggling on both ends of the floor. The Crusaders have created turnovers like they do here. Hideoff underneath to Cook after the steal. Feeds it right back. Deflected by Hoffbauer. That'll be touched out of bounds. Last touched by Aubrey as she gets up with a little bit of a limp and a smile. She'll walk it off. 3 minutes to go first quarter. It's 17-3. As Southeast Warren will set to inbound it here with Hayden Rubel. She's got their only basket of the first quarter thus far. It came when they were down 8-0. She swished a 3 and thrown away, but picked up off the deflection in the front court. Olsalski against Clucky, who's kind of a block, kind of a rip away, and now a deflected ball off the rim picked up and rebounded by Maya Downing. A lot of players touched it. Downing comes away with it. She has it in the right wing with those light blue shoes on. Off to the left wing. Pink shoes. Hoffbauer. Left wing 3. Rattles off. No good. Plucked on the rebound by Cypher. Up the front of the floor. Across the half court stripe. Madison Olsalski, their number 2 scorer. 9.5 points a game this year. But she and their number 1 scorer, Lillig, both scoreless here. Rubel's got their only basket. She has it at the top of the key. Right wing, Lillig. Back to the corner, Cypher. Left wing pass stolen by Heidoff. Defense in the backcourt or the frontcourt, it doesn't matter. The Crusaders are all over the Warhawks. To the top, Cook. Rather, Downing. Back to Hoffbauer. Back in the corner underneath Plucky. Out to the corner, short three. Tipped out, last touched by Cook on the miss. And the Warhawks will take it. Just under 2 minutes left. And a couple starters that were out, Hart and Clayburg, they're both back in. And Amelia Eddy will check in for the first time as well for the Crusaders.
What great effort from the Crusaders here in the first quarter. Hustling for every loose ball. Hustling up and to get into every passing lane. Fighting for rebounds.
Lillig toward the free throw line, down to the corner. Three on the way, well over the rim. That'll be an air ball. Picked up by the Warhawks, though. It's Olivia Costigan. They've got the rebound. And they will travel with it against that double team of Eddy and Hart. And we talked in the pregame, 8 days off. Will they come out looking rusty? No rust here.
None at all. This is the ideal start for the Crusaders.
Crusaders in the front court. Clayburg tries to rifle one underneath to Clucky, but that is read well and stolen by the Warhawks. Rubel tosses it into the front court and dumps it off for Madison Olsalski. Bounce pass to Lillig. And not only has Lillig, I don't even know if she's taken a shot. They have her wrapped up every time she touches it. She's probably going to have to just start forcing shots here if she doesn't get anything any easy looks. You got to get your offensive power going, and if you have nothing easy, we'll see what she does. And she'll drive inside, tries to make something happen, and at the end of the shot clock, after one air ball, they air ball another one with good defense from the Crusaders. There might have been a block or two in there. And now with 49 seconds, the Crusaders will have a 14-point lead here late in the first quarter.
This defense has just been suffocating so far for the Crusaders. You see a lot of good teams out of the Pride of Iowa. It's a solid basketball conference, but I don't think they've seen a defense like this.
35 seconds left. Corner three, Hoffbauer too strong. And rebound for Riley Cypher, but with a whistle and a foul, Clayburg will pick up, actually Maddie Mason will pick up the team's first foul. Pretty clean first quarter, just the third foul total. The Warhawks have a couple. You're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks alongside Devin Dembinski here in Coon Rapids for this Crusader playoff opener. Girls basketball tonight on Kick, part of our CB Sports Network triple header of coverage. And the Warhawks throw this one away. The Crusader defense didn't even get a chance to be a gnat. A couple of gnats on the inbound pass, but that pass was high because of what they were about to do.
Yeah, there was a lot of pressure. There wasn't a single open person, and just a bad pass because of it.
Hoffbauer tries to inbound to Clayburg. It gets stolen away. Crusaders almost steal it right back, but now the Warhawks have it in the front court. Left wing look for Cypher. To the top, and Hoffbauer got there too early. They were looking for Hayden Rubel at the top of the key. Hoffbauer read it well and tried to get in front of her, but kind of landed on her back. And so that'll be her first, team second here in the opening quarter. 15 seconds left, 17-3, Warhawks trail. They have it in the front court. They'll inbound on the far side. Madison Olsalski to the right wing. Now Hoffbauer will defend her at the top of that 2-3 zone. They've got her covered. Inside, elbow jumper missed. Rebounded by Clayburg. They'll run now. 4 seconds left. Hoffbauer lets the long three fly. Clayburg's got the offensive rebound, but won't get the shot off in time. It does go down, but after the buzzer. They opened the first quarter with an 8-0 run, and they take a 15-3 lead into quarter number two. An 8-0 run and a 7-0 run split by Southeast Warren's lone bucket. One quarter in, you're listening to Kick 106.7's live coverage of Coon Rapids Baird Crusader girls basketball.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Back in the- broadcast booth alongside Devin Dembinski. I am Nick Brinks. Great to be with you tonight. Tonight's winner will move on to the regional semifinals on Friday night. Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Murray are facing off tonight. Winner here gets the winner there. Crusaders win tonight. It would be here in Coon Rapids. And first 8 minutes past the test for Coon Rapids Baird. Both ends of the floor played really well, and now we go to the second quarter. Hoffbauer at the top of that 2-3 zone had a chance at a three. Now off to Hart in the right corner. Up top, Heidoff. She had a good first quarter. On the way, three corner, no good. Hoffbauer a little long, touched out last by Hart. And Southeast Warren will get their first possession of the second quarter at 17-3 Crusaders.
You know, and you bring up that possible next round matchup. We're playing one Pride of Iowa team tonight. You don't really see that conference up here, and you might see another one in a couple of days with Martinsdale St. Mary's.
Free throws coming for the Warhawks. Clucky with a foul at the end as Ryan Harriman tried to go up for a layup. And that'll be the first Crusader foul here of the quarter. 33 seconds in, and they're looking for just their second made shot of the game, and it comes from the free throw line. Harriman has struggled at the stripe this year. 9 for 27. She got the first to go. She'll get one more at 17-4. Second on the way. Too strong off to the right. Clucky had the foul. She gets the rebound, but the jump ball is tied up with Olsalski, and it will belong to the Warhawks. So they have a chance to add to their 1 point here on the possession, and they'll send Hayden Rubel to the baseline to inbound.
The biggest thing here, if you're the Crusaders, you cannot get comfortable with this lead. You have to maintain this pressure. This team, you know, in the postseason, records don't matter. Nothing matters. You got to fight till the end because it's win or go home.
It was deflected out by Hart on the inbound pass. Warhawks will maintain possession. Early in the going here, second quarter, Clayburgh jumps in front of a pass, picks up the steal, hands it off to Hart. And now the Crusaders go to work. Both teams go empty on their opening possession aside from the one free throw that the Warhawks got. Now they feed Clayburgh inside, and she finishes with her fourth bucket of the game. And now we've got a whistle and some contact from Hart at half court defensively. It's her first. And the Warhawks will take possession. 19-4. 15-point lead for the Crusaders. They led by 14 at the end of one. Lillig has yet to get a clean look offensively. She has been held scoreless, coming off a 26-point game in their playoff opener against East Union on Thursday night, averaging 18 a game. Every time they even look her way, they've got one or two white jerseys draped all over her. 6:40 left here in quarter number two. And it's popped away by Hoffbauer. She gets the steal. It's 2-on-2. Now Clayburgh joins the fray. Hoffbauer dishes inside, and Clayburgh lays it off the window for a couple, and she's into double figures. 21-4. 6:20 to go in the opening half of play here in Coon Rapids. Back to Ryan Harriman with a jump ball forced by Anna Hart. And the Crusaders will take it away, a de facto turnover for the Warhawks.
And if you're Southeast Warren right now, one of their issues, a lot of skip passes all the way across the court. With this quick defense, you just can't have them long passes. You got to shorten it up.
Corner three from Hoffbauer, still looking to find her groove tonight. She's missed hers, and she'll miss another one. She hit one in the first quarter. Driving effort at the other end. They found Lillig open. They beat the press off of the rebound, and they make it work for her. She gets her first basket of the game, and they'll need more where that came from if they want a chance to come back. The Crusaders go back to work, working against this 2-3 zone. Clucky in the left wing to the top, Hoffbauer. Hoffbauer surveys the defense. Finds Ashton Clucky. They're going to leave her wide open. Tries to bank one off the glass. No good. Hoffbauer fighting for the rebound. Comes up empty. Olsalski takes it. Back the other way for the Warhawks. Lillig against Clucky. Drives baseline. Gets it swatted out. And it'll stay Warhawk basketball with 5:23 to go here in the second quarter on kick 106.7. To the baseline, Hayden Rubel. She's got their lone three of the day. She'll turn it over on the inbound pass. Hart steals it, dishes down low. Clayburgh finishes again. And how many times a game do you say Hart to Clayburgh for two? I feel like it's been about three or four times already today. And now another steal. Clayburgh feeds Hart this time the other way around. And that combination works too. And that'll prompt a timeout from Coach Olsalski. Whether it's Clayburgh to Hart, Hart to Clayburgh, it doesn't matter. It has been a good result for the Crusaders. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and they have a 25-6 lead. We're back after this on Kick 106.7. Crusaders rolling early at home.
Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
Southeast Warren not real sure what hit them so far. The Crusaders have 25. The Warhawks have 6 here in the second quarter. Along with Devin Dembinski, I'm Nick Brings in the Gatorade broadcast booth. In our post-game show, we will name our Culver's player of the game. Anna Hart already with 6 assists, and the Crusaders unofficially with 9 steals here. And we're only 11 minutes in, and they have turned a lot of those steals into early buckets. And Hoffbauer pokes one out of bounds, out of the hands of Hayden Rubel. Rubel's got 3 of their points, Lillig 2, Harriman 1, and that's it for Southeast Warren. No answers for this 2-3 zone. Hoffbauer almost comes away with their 10th steal, but is unable to hang on to it. She thought maybe she got fouled as it swatted out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Warhawks. 4:50 to go in the first half. Underneath to Lillig, and they found a seam, and they needed that pass to be a quick one. It was quick enough. They find Lillig, and she's got a couple buckets here in the second quarter after going scoreless in the first.
Great inbound play there to make sure you can find your best player with a clean look close to the basket.
Plucky to Hart. Hart drives, puts up the floater right side, rebound contested, and Lauren Cook will come away with it. Now they'll reset the offense. Maya Downing at the top. Hand off to Hart. Left wing Cook. Cook to the corner. Crusaders find Hoffbauer around the perimeter. Right side Eddie. Off to Hart again. Inside Hoffbauer to the top. To the left side, Cook lets it fly. The baseline jumper, a long 2, and she's cooking as well. Fighting for the loose ball in the backcourt. It'll be a jump ball, and it looks like it'll stay with the Warhawks here,
yes.
I think. Hard to tell from our vantage point on the possession arrow, but I think I see a white light on the top pointing that way. It's not obvious from our perspective behind the scorer's table. 3:55 to go in the first half, and it's a 27-8 lead for Coon Rapids Bear. Deflected ball from Hart. Rubel hangs on to it. Rubel, a junior, and now Hart seizes an opportunity. Rubel lost the handle on it. Hart strikes again. She steals it underneath as Hart collides with Lillig. And you know Hart's okay when... I think she's always got a smile on her face, but when she's on the floor, spread out, got knocked down, and she's still smiling, you know she's okay. So
yeah.
She's good to go, and if anybody on the Crusaders likes a little contact, it might be Hart.
Yeah, she just loves to create some contact and physicality.
Inbound pass to Clucky is off the rim, no good. Hydeoff hits the deck, chasing down the rebound. Warhawks come away with the loose ball, 27-8. After one, it was 17-3. So here in the quarter, it's a 10-5 Crusader lead. Inside, no good from Olsalski. Offensive rebound. Now another jump ball, and this time the Crusaders will take it away. 19-point lead for Coon Rapids Baird in this 1A Region 3 quarterfinal. And an update on the Glidden-Ralston game as they are at IKM Manning tonight. Looks like they've got the Wolves doubled up 22-11. In the first half of that one, we've got it covered for you on KKRL with Mason Neal and Lauren Cook. Left wing 3, banks off, too strong, no good. Now out front, Lillig, 1-on-2. And a reach-in foul at the end from Downing. And Lillig had a chance at a breakaway layup. She was outnumbered defensively, but when when it's one on two, that's about the best look she's had all night. She tried to take advantage of it, and she got fouled.
And that's not necessarily a bad foul on Maya either.
Absolutely,
you're
going
to make her go to the line right there. She just misses the first. Great foul when it was going to be an easy two.
Lillig, a 70% free throw shooter, 18 points a game, just four so far for her, trying to get to five here with her second free throw attempt. And that one's off to the side and rebounded by Lauren Cook. Hand off to Hart across the half-court stripe. Crusaders offense goes back to work. At the top, Lauren Cook. Eddie inside Clayburgh. Kick out to the left wing. To Hart, she wants a three. Left wing, in and out. Scooped up on the rebound by Rubel. And now she's in trouble. Deflected by Clayburgh. Heidoff steals it. Feeds it right back to Clayburgh for two. And Clayburgh has 14 here in the early going. 2:20 remaining in the opening half of play. Rubel, catch and shoot, left wing three, and missing everything out of bounds. The Warhawks haven't seen many open looks. That might have been the quickest and most open they've been all night, but kind of rushed the shot because she knew the defense was about to close in.
Yeah, that's the best look they've seen, and it wasn't going to last long.
Hart right wing, thought about the three. Bounce pass underneath to Clayburgh. A high floater gets hung up on the rim, no good. And it's rebounded by the Warhawks and back the other way thanks to Ryan Harriman's rebound. Olsalski across the half-court stripe. Looks for a screen to clear some space. She's in the left wing, face guarded by Cook. Bounce pass to the left side. Olivia Costigan. Back to Harriman to the free throw line. And knocking down the jumper is Lillig with her third basket of this second quarter. It's 29-10 after that brief 21-point lead for the Crusaders. In the front court, Crusaders with a few starters on the bench. Anna Hart, three. Off the rim, Clayburgh deflects it out of bounds. Coming in from behind, the Warhawks had what looked like it might have been an easy rebound, and then here comes the outstretched arms of number 24 to swat it away. Warhawks will sub out Rubel. I think this will be just the first time she's been out tonight. Not a very deep team. They only usually play about six girls. And so Rubel will get a rare rest here. And the Warhawks will try to beat this full court pressure. 1:11 to go in the half. A pass to Lillig at the right block. And she spins her way to pay dirt. Connects for her fourth bucket of the quarter. She's up to 8 of their 12, and it's 29-12. Final minute of quarter number 2. Heidoff lobs it to Maddie Mason. She's back out there. Back to Heidoff. Drives baseline to the top. Hoffbauer to the left. Corner. 3. On the way short. And almost a chance at her own rebound. Eddie is unable to get there. It's out of bounds. Warhawk basketball with 44 seconds to go in the half.
And you can see Southeast Warren's approach to trying to break this press. They have one girl standing at the Crusader head, and she kind of just goes to one side or the other, and she's setting a screen right at half court, hoping that someone runs into her and they can get it across.
Final possession with a shot clock here in the first half. It's 29-12. Coon Rapids Baird, and this pass well over the head of Hayden Rubel. Even when you're not deflecting passes, the Warhawks know almost every pass we've made tonight is contested, so that forces an errant throw above the head of Rubel. It's just the intimidation factor setting in. 24 seconds left, half second separating the shot and game clock. They throw it away. It's stolen by Cypher, but right along that far sideline, unable to stay in bounds. The Crusaders turn it over, and they get it right back. Heidoff will inbound to Aubrey Hoffbauer. Off to the left wing, Amelia Eddy, with Heidoff and Hoffbauer, the only starters on the floor right now. They've got Katie Wiskus and Maddie Mason out there getting some starters a little breather before halftime. Wiskus gets an offensive rebound, and it's tipped away. Shot was no good. Another offensive board, and now we will see, I think, the Crusaders, with 1 second on the clock, a chance to inbound here and add to this 17-point lead in the first half. Catch and shoot. Eddie's shot blocked. Defended well by Rubel. She blocks it, and it's 29-12 at the end of quarter number 2. You are listening to Kick 106.7 live from Coon Rapids. Crusaders jumped out to a 17-3 lead in the first quarter. They tack on 12 in the second, and they give up 9. So for Southeast Warren, a much better second quarter than the first. But the Crusaders still have a 17-point lead going into halftime, thanks to Mackey Motors. We're back in Coon Rapids after this. Devin Dembinski and Nick Brinks joining you tonight on Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com. During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks. Perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
We are back in Coon Rapids live on the Mackey Motors halftime show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com alongside Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks. We come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. They jumped out to that 17-3 lead in the first quarter. Great start. I think there were maybe 3 steals or so in their first 4 possessions, and they got out to an 8-0 lead. Southeast Warren hit a 3. Crusaders then ended the quarter on about a 7 or I think it was a 9-0 run, and then they put up 12. Offense calmed down a little bit in the second quarter, but the defense was still strong. They kept the Southeast Warren Warhawks limited to just 9. But if you look at the first and the second quarter, Crusaders cruised in the first quarter. Southeast Warren, I don't know if maybe 2-hour road trip jitters. Sounds like their star player's a little under the weather today, so she's not at 100%. She finally got some scoring going in the second quarter, but nonetheless a comfortable 17-point lead for Coon Rapids Baird at the half.
Yeah, this is that ideal first half. You know, we talked about the 8-day layoff. and you never know what you're going to get in the postseason either. You look at these records and you just see 8-14 for Southeast Warren, and you just go, you look at BC Moore, you see you're favored by 35, and you just go, do we really have to play our best? But it's the postseason. You do have to play your best because you know the opponent is going to give you their best. And it just takes one bad performance, and your season's over. So the Crusaders, coming out of this halftime, they have to keep that intensity up. Even though they're up 17, you cannot let this team come back in it and have that confidence that, hey, we can win this game.
They led by as many as 21 at one point. They lead by 17 right now, the Crusaders do, looking for win number 18 on the year. Just one three-pointer in the first half from the free throw line. The Crusaders went 2-for-3. On the other side, Southeast Warren also hit just one three, and they went 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Crusaders were led in scoring by Malia Clayburgh, and how many of those were steals from either Heidoff or Hart? And then Hart gets the assist, feeding Clayburgh 7 buckets for her, and maybe one of them was more than about 3 feet out. Everything has been close. They find her open after the rest of the defense kind of sucks the momentum away from the Warhawks in the backcourt, and Clayburgh's, she's been cashing in. 14 for her in the first half, 3 boards, a couple steals for her as well, and an assist. Anna Hart leading the team in assists and steals. Anybody else jumping out for you before we take a look at the rest of the scorers for the Crusaders?
You know, you got Aubrey Hoffbauer silently having 3 assists and 2 steals. Ella Heidoff, known for her shooting, not necessarily shooting at the best tonight up to her normal standard. But she's also, she's got 2 assists. She's got 3 steals. She's got a rebound. I mean, it's just a great team effort tonight from the Crusaders.
And again, they jumped out to that 8-0 lead and 17-3 first quarter advantage. Haven't really looked back. But as we mentioned, Southeast Warren was definitely more competitive. They were outscored by 14 in the first quarter, outscored by just 3 in the second quarter. So whatever they changed from quarter one to quarter two looked like that benefited them. Other scorers for Coon Rapids: Baird behind Clayburgh's 14. Ella Heidoff, she's got 6, all coming in the first quarter. Aubrey Hoffbauer's got 3. She hit the game, the Crusaders' only 3 of the night. Lauren Cook's got a couple. Anna Hart, she's got 2 points to go along with her 6 assists and 4 steals. Don't forget, in our post-game show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We'll take another quick break. We've got your third quarter on the way next. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. He's Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks. Back to the Gatorade broadcast booth in Coon Rapids after this.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
About to get this third quarter underway tonight on Kick 106.7. Southeast Warren all the way from Liberty Center, just south and a little bit to the east of the Des Moines metro area, here in Coon Rapids tonight on Kick 106.7, KIKD, Lake City, Carroll, alongside Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks. It's good to have you along for this 1A Region 3 quarterfinal this evening. Winner tonight moves on to Friday's regional semifinal. And the winner of Martinsdale, St. Mary's, or Murray will move on to play whoever wins our game. Crusaders off to a good start, leading by 17 at the half. They're hoping they can keep it rolling and get another home game on Friday.
Latest update was almost 30 minutes ago now. At the end of the first quarter, Martinsville St. Mary's was leading Murray 17-10.
So we'll keep an eye on that score throughout the second half of this one. Exira EHK leading 33-18 over Griswold. That's a game you can hear tonight on KCIM. IKM Manning and Glidden Ralston going on over on KKRL. First rebound of the second half belonged to Ella Heidoff as Lillig drives down the lane and misses. Heidoff's at the right wing, to the top, to the left. Hart inside. High pass, bounce pass out to Clayburg. Off to Hart, spins inside. Free throw, driving left side, puts it off the glass, no good, but they get an offensive rebound. Now Hoffbauer feeds it back to Hart. She shouts out commands, and that'll send Heidoff in motion. She'll pick up the basketball just in front of the half-court stripe. Lob down to the right wing, open for a moment. Hoffbauer steps up, baseline floater, back of the rim, no good. Rubel pulls down the rebound. She's their fourth leading rebounder on the team, 4.5 per game, and she's got one there. Nobody's scored yet here. A minute into the third quarter in this 1A Region 3 quarterfinal. Crusaders still lead by 17. We are live tonight on Kick 106.7. And you can also find us online at sports.carrollbroadcasting.com or on the CB Sports Network app. Busy night of broadcast for the CB Sports Network tonight. At the top, Rubel saw three on the shot clock, lets the three fly, chases down the rebound in front of her own bench after the miss. And it's out of bounds anyway. She stepped on the line when she scooped it up. So we're a minute 20 and nobody's scored yet here in the third quarter. And if you're the Crusaders, you're maybe you want to be scoring, but if you're not giving up any points, you can't claw your way back. Could be worse. But the Crusaders will get another possession here. Clayburg lobs it to the right wing. Heidoff pump fakes on the three. Hoffbauer's in the right corner. Bounce pass to the top. Hart in the left wing. She's got a three. She buries it for her second bucket of the night. And the team's second three-pointer. And the lead is back to 20. Inbound pass across the half-court stripe to Olsalski. Dribbles around Clayburg. Clucky. I think Clucky gets her hand on it. Picked up by Clayburg to the far side. Hart drives. Down in the corner, Clucky. Open for a three. Banks it off the glass. No good. Clayburg with the rebound, gets shoved to the floor. She's fouled, and we've got our first third quarter foul, and it belongs to Ryan Harriman, a freshman, their lone freshman in the starting lineup.
Malia Clayburg quietly now with four rebounds, just having a tremendous game so far.
Hoffbauer will inbound for Coon Rapids Baird. Wide open, Heidoff, left wing on its way, back iron out, no good. Clucky tries to tip it, but the Warhawks come down with the rebound. Junior Olivia Costigan hands it off to Hayden Rubel into the front court. Rubel, left wing, Jessica Lillig. Bounce pass, it's stripped away. Hart snookered her from behind, steals it, and lays it in at the other end. Rubel had the ball above her head, did not see Hart coming from behind, and now Hart hits the deck trying to knock it away from Lillig, and again, hits the floor hard, pops up with a smile as she picks up foul number two.
You could definitely tell she thought that she didn't deserve that foul.
Smile of denial.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the front court, Rubel. Left side pass to Riley Cypher, a junior, deflected out by Clucky. And Ashton Clucky gets a hand on it, and it'll stay with Southeast Warren here. A 34-12 lead. It's their largest lead of the day. It was 21 in the second quarter. They've got 22 here for their advantage as Clucky swats another one out of bounds. Gets her palm on it again. That bandaged wrist coming in handy, and she's deflected a couple out. 5:13 to go in the third. They're going to use all 5 seconds. They'll get it inbounded to Olivia Costigan. Out to Rubel at the top. They left her open enough. Short three. Rebounded by Heidoff. A little shove from behind. And now she'll take off and run with it. A handoff to Hart. Left wing. Hoffbauer. Offense goes to work. Underneath with Clucky. The bounce pass off the shoe of Cypher. wanted to get it to Clayburg. Cypher's shoe got in the way, and it's deflected out of bounds. The Crusaders will have it. 4:53 left in the third. Warhawks haven't scored in the half, and the Crusaders have five. Hoffbauer will inbound. Clayburg, a long two, baseline jumper off the back of the rim, out no good. Lillig there for the rebound, and she'll walk it up into the front court. She's been a little under the weather today. They said she was getting IVs throughout the day. She could not miss this playoff game tonight. And when your team is so reliant on you, I can understand the feeling. She passes left wing. Lillig to Cypher. Off the rim. Long two. No good. Clayburg another rebound. Now Hart's off and running. Bounce pass to the right corner. Hoffbauer rather tight off. And Clayburg runs into traffic. And I think Clayburg will pick up the offensive foul. And Coach McAllister and Clayburg, neither of them can really believe it. They both have that kind of bewildered look on their face.
They're not the only ones. I have that same look. You saw a lot of it on the Crusaders' side in the fans. It was an interesting call.
Clayburg certainly got the worst of the contact. Warhawks will drive inside the free throw line. Jumper off the back of the rim. No good. Contested rebound taken down by Clayburg after the Olsalski miss. Hoffbauer to the left corner. Hart inside. Clucky open for a moment. The pass is a little too high. Flips it back toward the free throw line. Clayburg's jumper is off the mark. Clucky's got a rebound. Now Anna Hart will reset the offense in a full shot clock. 3:45 left in the third. 34-12. Crusaders with only five in the quarter, but they've given up none. Speaking of zero, Clucky wearing number zero. She gets to the free throw line with some contact underneath the basket. And we'll shoot a couple courtesy of Hayden Rubel. Both of Clucky's points on the day have come from the free throw line. And she's going to go miss the first one here, shooting 69% this year. 2 for 3 today. Clock stopped with 3:39 remaining in the third quarter. Coon Rapids Baird looking to advance to the regional semifinal on Friday night. They would host. Second free throw, also no good. So Clucky started by hitting her first two earlier. Misses her next two. And Lillig is in the backcourt. Across the half-court stripe. Takes it to the right corner. Double-teamed and ripped away by Hart. Got away with it. And she's off and running. Two on two. And the left-handed layup for number two. Worth two. Hart. And she's got 9-7 coming in the quarter. And across the half-court stripe, the Warhawks with an offensive foul from Riley Cypher as she runs into Hart.
I think that one was a little bit of a frustration foul. And then you could also tell from Lillig, she was really confused on Hart's steal that it wasn't a jump ball.
Yeah.
And I can understand why. There was two hands on it. Both players had possession of it. I thought it was going to be a jump ball myself.
One of those situations where if you're looking for a one Mississippi, two Mississippi, you might have got to one miss and then she got it ripped away. Clayburg to the top. Lauren Cook on the left side. Back to the top with Maya Downing out there. Hand off Dart. Her offense has picked up here in the third quarter. And she'll get her own rebound. No, she'll tip it back out to Clucky. Underneath Clayburg, who was waiting for it. Open lane, and Clayburg finishes again. And once again, she hasn't needed to make any long shots tonight. They've all come easy inside as she steals it. Jumps in front of a pass. It's 3-on-2. Clayburg, short shot, layup, good.
What a great
18 for Clayburg.
What a great individual effort there by Clayburg. She stole that ball at around the 10-foot line.
And now Hart's got another steal at the half-court stripe. Too strong on the layup, but a nice, gentle roll, and it stays in. Hart with just 2 points in the first half. She's got 11 now, and Coach Dustin Olsalski, a much-needed timeout now for Southeast Warren. They have been outscored here in the third quarter, 13-0.
Yeah, and if you're the Crusaders, you can't praise them enough right now on this defensive effort. You know, we talked at halftime how they had to come out, and they had to keep that intensity up. They've done that, and I think they even increased their intensity. I think their defensive pressure is stronger in the second half than it was in the first.
Had that great start to the first quarter, kind of cooled off a little in the second quarter. They saw what they needed to do in that first quarter to really put the pedal to the metal, and I wonder if they talked about it at halftime. Let's just come out with that same first quarter intensity. They have done that, and Anna Hart's offense has picked up. She's continuing to steal it. Clayburgh's got some easy looks inside. Those are your two leading scorers tonight. Clayburgh's up to 18. Anna Hart's got 11. And those two have also racked up the other stats tonight. Rebounds, assists, steals, you name it. They've got them covered. Just an all-around fantastic effort. They've got a 30-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
You know, and one person you're not hearing much about on the stat sheet tonight is Aubrey Hoffbauer, another predominant name on the stat sheet, when whether it's with scoring, rebounding, you know, you name it. And she's kind of had a silent night, but you can still see the Crusaders are being very successful.
A silent night for her, but it's still a holy night. 42-12 on this eve of Ash Wednesday. Fish fries are about to get really popular. Maddie Mason picks up a steal off the deflection. The Warhawks turn it over. Now Heidoff has it in the right corner. Dribbles to the top. Hoffbauer, left side, Eddie. Amelia Eddie dribbles along the arc. Finds Heidoff at the top. Lobs down to Hoffbauer. Back to Heidoff. Mason at the free throw line. Eddie in the left wing. Everybody touching it on the possession. Clucky back to Eddie using all the shot clock. Hoffbauer inside. Mason deflected out. And they have burned 25 seconds off the shot clock before that ball ever touched the paint. And they'll maintain possession. Eddie to the baseline to inbound. 1:18 left in the third. It's a 30-point lead for the Crusaders. Off to Hoffbauer. Right wing, thought about a three. Corner three. Eddie on the way, no good. And it's going to be touched out last by the Crusaders. And now two on the shot clock. What can you draw up for a quick catch and shoot here?
I'm sure you're going to see a couple of screens here, and I'll pass out to the...
Hoffbauer is covered. Clucky's not. Gets the baseline floater. It's short. And they'll get it off before the shot clock. So a minute to go in the third quarter. The Warhawks have been outscored 13-3, and it has not been a lucky 13. Shot off the rim from Southeast Warren. Rebound tied up with Harriman, and the Crusaders have the possession arrow, and they're going to empty the bench a little further here. Several girls that played in the first half already, they're going to give all the starters some breather here, and with a 30-point lead, maybe we won't even see them come back for the fourth quarter. 45 seconds to go in the third. Cook, Downing, Eddie outside the perimeter. Cook steps up. Passes to Eddie. Surveys through the 2-3 zone. Now Mason steps to the free throw line. It's knocked away. Picked up by Rubel on the steal. Shot clock is off for the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Southeast Warren looking for their first points since halftime. They have been blanked here in the third quarter. Rubel at the top. To the left wing. High pass. Olsalski. Double teamed by Cook. And Katie Wiskus. And now they work to the right wing. 7 seconds left. Haven't taken a shot yet. Now they'll lose it out of bounds. It's knocked away by the Crusaders. So they'll have 4 seconds.
I don't know. You know, what else do you say about the Crusaders? You can't give them enough praise right now, and that's all we've been doing.
And these are the non-starters giving up nothing here on the last possession. Offensive rebound after a miss. They're going to come away with a block. I think it was Downing, maybe Eddie, that get the block after the Warhawks got an offensive rebound. And we have made it to the end of the third quarter. The Crusaders shut out Southeast Warren, a lucky number 13-0 in the third quarter. It's 42-12. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter live from Coon Rapids. Girls basketball coverage continues next on Kick 106.7.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Poet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between.
From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
It is a 1A Region 3 quarterfinal. Coon Rapids Baird 42, Southeast Warren 12. The Warhawks have not scored since the second quarter. Fourth quarter is underway now. Crusaders have played so well on defense tonight, as is to be expected. Lillig, a long three, and she swishes one from Caitlin Clark range. She's into double figures. She has 11 of their 15. Now a pass from Hoffbauer to Clucky. She gets hit from behind and fouled by Ryan Harriman, number two, on the freshman tonight. 7:36 remaining after that 30-point lead, the largest of the day for CRB. It's 27 right now, but the Crusaders will have the basketball after that quick foul here in the fourth. Starters back on the floor for Coon Rapids Baird with Clucky, Hart, Hoffbauer, Clayburg, and Heidoff. Hoffbauer at the top. Down in the corner for Ella Heidoff. She's got six on the day, all coming in the first quarter. Clayburg finds Hart. Low block, left side. Hart for two. And she's got 13, second leading scorer today. Just behind Clayburg with 18. 7 minutes to go in the Warhawks season as the Crusaders have pitched that shutout in the third. They almost had the lights turned out in the first quarter with that 17-3 bonanza to begin. Rubel in the left wing. Inside, off the hands of Harriman and taken back away. I think Hoffbauer picks it up. Out front to Hart. Spins. Finds Heidoff in the corner. Bounce pass Clayburg. Spin move too strong. Ball deflected. Chasing down the rebound. It's Rubel, but she steps on that far sideline. So that's just kind of been the night for the Warhawks. When they get a break, they get that rebound. It's a rebound in a bad spot. Momentum carries you out of bounds, and you give it right back.
And the other unfortunate thing, if you're looking at the stats for the Warhawks, you have Rubel. She's one rebound under her season average. Olofsky only with four rebounds. She averages 11.
Clayburg offensive rebound after a missed three by Heidoff. Missed again. Hart gets the offensive rebound this time. Now they'll go back to work. 44-15, just over 6 minutes to play in this quarterfinal matchup in Class 1A between the Crusaders and the Warhawks. All the way from Liberty Center. It'll be a long bus ride home, just under 2 hours after this one. Hart, long two, foot on the line, right wing, shot, rebound to the Warhawks. Clayburg trying to force a jump ball. Osalski hangs onto it, dumps it off into the front court for Lillig. And now her pass intended for Rubel. Stolen by Hart. Bounce pass underneath to Clayburg. She's got 20! 5:35 to go. Largest lead of the day for Coon Rapids Baird. 46-15. They lead by 31. And really quick tally. How many steals do you have right now for the Crusaders? Tally those up.
Anna Hart has 8. Aubrey Hoffbauer, 3. Malia Clayburg, 3. Ella Heidoff, 3. Maddie Mason, 1.
I hear more than 15. More than 15 steals. The defense has given up 15 points. When you have more steals than points allowed, that is a defensive domination extravaganza, if I've ever seen one. 5:19 to play. 31-point lead for the Crusaders. And they'll look inside. Lillig trying to make something happen, just tosses it high for Olsalski, hoping she can come down with it. The 5'10 junior was not able to get close, and it's out of bounds, another turnover. So the steals, I heard 15 plus, that doesn't even count the turnovers that were untouched and not steals and things like that. So forcing a lot of turnovers tonight, no doubt. And now the Crusaders, they've got some fresh bodies out there along with Clucky, Hart, and Hoffbauer at the left wing. Lauren Cook puts up the long two. It's in and out, no good. Warhawks have the rebound. Deep pass intended for Lillig, almost stolen by Downing, but Lillig is able to come away with it, and she puts up the long two from the left baseline. Offensive rebound for Madison Olsalski to Lillig in the left corner, contested and swished. 14 for Lillig on the night. She'll end up pretty close to her 18-point-per-game average, but she didn't get going at all until the second quarter, already down by 14 at that point. And then that third quarter, things really got out of hand for the Warhawks, and the Crusaders have a 28-point lead right now. Make it 30-22 for Clayburgh. The long two from the left corner, the baseline floater, nothing but the bottom of the net. Halfway through the fourth quarter, and it's back to a 30-point lead. Crusader boys will be in action on Thursday night as, guess who? Crusaders, another steal. This time, Maya Downing picks one up. The Crusader boys are in action on Thursday. They will host ACGC Anna Hart. Second three for her in the half, and she's got 16. 33-point lead. And a timeout for Southeast Warren with 3.5 to go. We will take one, too. Actually, I think, was that the Crusaders that took the timeout? No, it was the Warhawks.
Yep.
So back in a moment, you're listening to Kick 106.7 as the Crusaders are pulling away here in the fourth.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Back with 3.5 minutes to go in Coon Rapids. Lillig trying to drive to the left side, and her floater from the baseline's no good. Rebound taken down by the Crusaders. All of their starters but one are out of the game. Hoffbauer remains in there. Aubrey Hoffbauer with 3 points tonight. They've got Amelia Eddy, Maddie Mason, who puts up a shot, gets it blocked. And now the Warhawks are out front with Lillig. They've also got Maya Downing and, I think I got through all the people out on the floor. Hoffbauer, she picks up a steal here. High pass. She's not the tallest girl in the world, 5'7", but she showed her ups to pull that steal down. 33-point lead for Coon Rapids Baird. Anna Hart and Malia Clayburgh, they'll combine tonight for 38 points of their 51. Lillig comes away with a steal. The pass from Downing was off the mark. Lillig a little too strong, though. Downing made up for it at the other end with a good defensive stand to force the long layup. And we've got a jump ball, and it's back to the Crusaders here with 2.5 to go.
So I think Aubrey Hoffbauer is coming out of this game as Brielle Batts checks in. Aubrey Hoffbauer coming into tonight. Sixth in career assists for the Crusaders at 212. Seventh in steals with 229. Just unbelievable class, as we were talking about.
All five starters, seniors for the Crusaders, and obviously a lot of talk. You get Hoffbauer, or you get Hart and Clayburgh a lot. They get the most accolades, and well deserved. But you go 3, 4, 5 in that starting lineup, and you've got some big contributions as well from Plucky, Hoffbauer, Heidoff, and they have all made impacts tonight in what will be a commanding victory to move on to a regional semifinal. They lead by 33. They lead by 31 as Lillig must have just hit a milestone herself as her fans are up and on their feet with 16 points. So she just went over 1,000 for the career. So good to see on what will not be a night that they'll probably remember with too much satisfaction to get a milestone like that in her last game. That's good to see.
Absolutely is.
Corner three, knocked down by Brielle Bass. It's her first of the year. And the lead is back to 34 with a minute 15 to go. So the Warhawks, their season will come to an end. They'll finish 8-15. Lillig with 16 points tonight. Her pass over the head of Hayden Rubel. And the clock will not stop with this. I guess they had the 35-point lead there for a little bit. Crusaders will win this one, and Lillig will come out and get a standing ovation from her Southeast Warren fans.
Much deserved standing ovation as well.
Going over 1,000 for the career. The only senior in the starting lineup. They do have one other senior that played occasionally, but was not in uniform tonight. So that'll be a magnificent career for Southeast Warren that comes to an end tonight. But for these seniors for Coon Rapids Bear, they're going to get another game on Friday. If you win Friday, you'll likely set up a St. Albert regional final. Three missed by Bass. Rebound to the Warhawks. Rubel's out and running, defended by Molly Moore. And Molly Moore wins that battle. Offensive rebound here. Jump ball, actually. And that'll stop the clock with 24 seconds left. It'll stay with Southeast Warren, I think. And so we'll get a chance at another possession. And again, coming in with 99 career head coaching wins, Coach McAllister will pick up the triple digits tonight.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say that she's going to get win number 100.
Warhawks with one last gasp here. A right wing three missed by Madison Osalski, and now the Crusaders with the final 14 seconds. Coach McAllister says dribble it out. Final 10 seconds will tick away, and Coon Rapids Baird will move on to Friday night. 54-20. Coach McAllister, it's hard to believe she's been coaching at Coon Rapids Baird long enough to pick up her 100th win, but she does it here tonight, and they move to 18-5. We'll have your Mackey Motors post-game show coming up next, but before we get there, what a night for Coon Rapids Baird. I'm Nick Brinks with Devin Dembinski. 34-point win, Culver's player of the game. It's all coming up next. Live from Coon Rapids as they get a commanding win in their first ever meeting with Southeast Warren. And now I think they just showed the banner. Coach McAllister has handed her 100 career wins banner. That'll be fun to chat about when we interview her in our post-game show. We'll return to Coon Rapids next after the Crusaders get their playoff opening win here in the quarterfinal round after a first round bye. 54-20, your final score.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes.
Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Kuhn Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Kuhn Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome back to Coon Rapids. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Mackey is a recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. And for the 18th time running this season, the Crusaders are winners, 18-5 after tonight's 54-20 dominant win over Southeast Warren. So the Crusaders are moving on to Friday night's regional semifinal. And I got to update my tweet here. I accidentally put regional final. I just noticed that, so I got to fix that. What a night. And we're going to grab some post-game interviews here in just a sec. Before we do that, Devin Dembinski and Nick Brinks joining you tonight. Devin, takeaways from what was just a fantastic win and a fantastic night for Coon Rapids Baird.
Takeaway is it was just a great team effort all around. I mean, yeah, you look at the stat sheet, you're going to see Anna and Malia like usual. But then everyone else, it was just a collective effort. No one tried to do more than they had to do. Everyone just did their job, did their role. It was a great team effort, offensive and defensive side of the ball for the Crusaders.
It's the Mackey Motors post-game show. We'll name our Culver's player of the game, and we've got some interviews coming your way.
Boyd Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Boyd Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
game show continues on Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll. Thanks to Devin Dembinski for joining me tonight. I'm Nick Brinks, and we're now chatting with our Culver's player of the game. Two steals and two assists shy of a triple-double tonight unofficially, along with 16 points and a heart. You didn't get the offense going until the second half. I think you had 2 points in the first half, but most of your points, it felt like, especially in that first quarter, came when you guys got turnovers, forcing steals, forcing mistakes in the backcourt, and then they turned into a lot of easy Malia Clayburgh buckets. Talk about that 17-3 first quarter, just how well the defense played and how that translated into offensive looks.
Yes, we're definitely playing our best basketball when we're getting steals because we push the ball up the floor so well and everyone runs the floor. So when we get those easy steals and I can dribble up and dish to Malia, and she'll always make them.
I think of all of her baskets tonight, I don't know if I can remember. I think I can remember one for sure that was longer than a layup, because every time you guys found her, she found a way to get open at the rim. I know she hit a long two there late. But a great effort from you guys tonight, and it started early. I think in the first quarter you had about a couple steals, several assists, and then I think there were back-to-back plays where you got a steal and you found Clayburgh for the layup, and then the next time she got the steal and she found you for the layup. So normally it's you feeding her, but she fed you tonight too.
Yeah, we just have to... When Malia gets steals, she's always good at pushing it up too, and we're not selfish. We always pass it up to each other, and Malia's always there when I get those steals, or I can just dump it to her, so it works well.
You knew coming into tonight as a team with a first-round bye, you get to play a team that's well below 500, but you don't overlook them. But how good does it feel that you were able to come out and take care of business, and after 8 days of rest, there was no rust at all at the beginning?
Yeah, we were definitely a little nervous about the long break, but we're ready to play. We want to get to the state tournament, so we're here to win. Each night we're coming out and we're playing our best basketball, and tonight really showed that this is what we want.
A fantastic win for you guys. Both sides of the ball were fantastic. Clayburgh finishes with 22, and again, I think most of those, you guys were able to find her. I would have to guess more than half of them came off of steals, and you find her wide open to finish at the rim. Let's talk about Friday. I haven't seen yet if Martinsdale St. Mary's or Murray have gone final in that matchup. Martinsdale St. Mary's had a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter, but I think it was about 11 or 12 points. Do you know anything about either team, and what are you guys hoping to accomplish before Friday?
Yeah, we scrimmaged Martinsdale this summer, I think, but I don't remember it too well, but, yeah, we're just going to have to come out and push the ball. We need to play our basketball, reverse it, get those open looks, because anyone here can score on this team. We're all offensive and defensive threats, so when we're attacking the offense and pushing it, we play our best.
What did you see offensively in the second half? You had 2 points in the first half. You finished with 16, and you hit a couple threes in the second half as well. What opened up for you offensively?
Yeah, in the first quarter, the first half, I was like, oh, I only have 2 points. But we were getting the ball out. Malia was shooting good shots. So then in the second half, I just knew that I need to run the floor a little bit more and push up. And they were collapsing more on Malia in the second half, so I knew that was my opportunity to either drive in a little or shoot those outside threes. And they haven't been falling for me, but tonight they did. So.
Well, congratulations on this win tonight. Also, congratulations on the news I saw earlier today, headed to Council Bluffs to play at Iowa Western.
Yes.
And play some basketball next year. So you'll get to play at the next level. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
That is Anna Hart of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. And now we'll chat with the team leader in scoring tonight, 22 points for Malia Clayburgh. And as I mentioned with Anna, you didn't have to work super hard for those 22, at least distance-wise. I think most of them came at the rim. Defense just hounded the Warhawks, and you were able to capitalize, rack up those easy looks. How fun is it when they can just find you, you've done the work to get open, and you finish it off?
Yeah, it's a good feeling for sure. Definitely at the beginning of the season, I wouldn't make those little bunny shots or just wouldn't use the backboard like I'm supposed to, but it worked out for me tonight, and it was just really fun to see that happen.
A 17-3 first quarter, no jitters it looked like. You guys came out, you ran your defense early, created a lot of turnovers, a lot of mistakes, and unofficially, I don't know how it finished up necessarily, but I know at one point in the fourth quarter, you guys had more steals than points allowed. What does that say about your defense?
It definitely says a lot about our defense. We work hard all season. We all want to go to the Casey Center for sure, and that just shows on our defense. And it starts all from defense. If you don't have those steals and you don't have those turnovers, make them make those turnovers, then you don't get an offense. So defense is a really big factor of basketball.
And you and Anna and Ella, I think all of you were able to create turnovers in the backcourt at times tonight. And as I joked with Anna, a lot of the times she'll get the steal, she gets the assist, you get the points. And you did that several times tonight. And then back-to-back, you guys did that. And then you got the steal, you got the assist, she got the layup. How fun is that when you guys, it seems like you guys have such a camaraderie, whether it's any sport, but especially here in basketball.
Yeah, it's so fun. I mean, we've been playing together since fourth grade. And even eighth grade, I remember, we did that all the time. And just being able to carry that to high school is so fun. And just our friendship has grown so much. And even in basketball, our teammates have grown so much. So it's just so fun to see it all fall into place.
You get the win tonight, a convincing win. Is there anything that you saw tonight that you guys think, all right, I would have liked to have done that better? Or was overall, were you guys just pretty happy with how things went?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with how things went. I think our outside shots could have maybe fallen a little bit more. But other than that, I really have no complaints on how we played tonight.
Well, congratulations on this win. You guys are obviously hoping for some more wins, and that can begin on Friday. You'll await the winner of Martinsdale, St. Mary's, or Murray. Hopefully before we go off the air, we'll know who wins that one. But as of last check, Martinsdale, St. Mary was up, heading to the fourth quarter by about 11. So best of luck if they come to town. Sounds like you guys scrimmaged them over the summer. Maybe have some film you can look at from that. So best of luck on Friday and the rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Malia Klayberg of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. She finishes with 22 points and 7 rebounds unofficially tonight. And Coach McAllister gets to put on the sweaty headset after Anna and Malia's hard work tonight, a hard 45 minutes, and now you get to enjoy the feel of those headphones.
Yes,
on your
lucky
head.
Lucky me.
First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the 100th win tonight.
Thank you.
It's hard to believe it's been that many
I
years.
Know.
You can have 100 wins.
I know.
What years is it now?
This is 8.
8, my
yep.
Goodness.
Well, instead of all the seniors, this is wins like 72 for them, so that's why I told them. I was like, it wouldn't be possible without them. 72 wins out of 100, that's a lot, so it's very rewarding to see them play so well.
It showed tonight off the bat. You guys, I talked to you pregame, and you were a little, not worried, but you were 8 days of rest. That can go good. That can go bad.
Yep.
Luckily for you guys tonight, there was no bad.
Nope.
17-3. You jump out to an 8-0 lead. You give up a three, and then you score the next 9 points. Give up one bucket in the first quarter. You, as we joked on the broadcast, as your defense does a lot of the time, you guys are just gnats.
Yeah.
You're annoying to another team,
yep.
And that creates a lot of open looks offensively. Talk about the first quarter and setting the tone, coming out looking really good.
That was kind of our focus before the game, pregame. I said we have to set the tone early. We have to do what we do well. I keep telling them that we have to trust each other, trust what we're doing. I said we don't have to do anything that we're not used to doing. I said you guys are good at what you do, so just do what you do. We don't have to try anything different. I said we have to smother them from the get-go. So, and I think we did a good job. That's kind of the theme, I feel like, with the senior class anyway. And then you bring Lauren and Amelia off the bench, and they did the same thing. So it's nice to see that we were able to do that. Everyone, I think, that came on the floor tonight did a good job with that.
Second quarter was probably Southeast Warren's best quarter of the night. You guys outscored them 12-9. Was there anything differently that they were doing on both sides of the ball that were able to keep you guys a little limited, but then also to get their offense going, or was it just they found a few openings?
I think it was us. I think we did some things offensively that we kind of got a rut in. We talked about it at halftime. I said, what do we do well? What are we doing that we haven't scored? So we started shooting a lot of outside shots that weren't within our offense. And I said, just because, I mean, we can shoot threes all night, or we can shoot threes that are within our offense and they are inside out, ball reversals when we make them. So that was a conversation we had, and I thought they did a much better job the third and fourth quarter.
As a head coach, you go into halftime, and as broadcasters, we always joke and talk about the halftime conversation.
Yep.
What's it like? Well, how good as a head coach is it when you come out and in the third quarter you outscore a team 13-0?
It's great. It's great. And I mean, like, we had some individual goals tonight, like keeping certain players under their average. We did that tonight. So that was kind of the conversation. I think the Lila girl, she's a good player. She has averages 18. I think she had 8 going into halftime. And we're like, well, got to keep her under a certain number. And that was kind of our goal. And I thought they did a good job, obviously, in the third quarter. No one scored. So she didn't score. So that was what we needed to do. And I didn't have a lot to say at halftime. I just said, like, our offensive adjustments, like, what's our smart shots, having patience. I think some just when we get tired, we start, this is open, let's shoot it. So just making sure, I thought we came out, did a much better job with that. So just those adjustments, I think we rebounded well. A lot of times that's a conversation we have at halftime, and that wasn't a conversation that we had to have. So, and I think defensively we did a good job. So I didn't have a lot to say at halftime today, but just in general.
The silence work.
Yes, or the review of what we talked about, yeah.
And I'm wondering if we have a final on the Martinsdale game. Martinsdale-St. Mary's wins over Murray. So you guys will host Martinsdale-St.
Yep.
Mary's. Anna said you guys scrimmaged them this summer.
Yes, we did.
So I'm sure you guys will go back and look at your notes from that and watch film. But do you remember anything from them that will apply for this week?
They're going to be fast. They're very big, but they do a good job of smothering defensively, so it'll be interesting to see who's better at that and if we can slow ourselves down after we break presses, break in-your-face defense. So they're going to be well-coached, and it'll be a good game.
Well, a great game for you guys tonight, 54-20, and at one point when they had 15, you had more than 15 steals. So that says a lot
yep.
about a defense when you can give up fewer points than the steals you're creating, and those two kind of work together.
Yes, yep, for sure.
So congrats on this
Thank
win.
You.
Congrats on 100. Best of luck on Friday when Martinsdale-St. Mary's comes to town.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, Caitlin McAllister, and we'll wrap up our Mackey Motors post-game show after this.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
At home over Southeast Warren, and now we turn our attention first to Thursday. The Coon Rapids Baird boys will be in action at home here on Kick 106.7. They will host ACGC. They played them earlier this season, I think earlier this month, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, and they controlled that ball game. I think they won by 35 or something. So we'll be back for that broadcast. Both of us will be looking forward to that one. But for the girls, they're back in action Friday. They're going to get Martinsdale-St. Mary's here in town. And before we go off the air tonight, your final thoughts on what was a great win, 22 points and 7 boards for Malia Clayburgh. We gave Anna Hart, our Culver's player of the game, for her 16 points, 8 assists, and 8 steals. And, again, most of her offense came in the second half. But just a great win from start to finish for the Crusaders.
Yeah, the Crusaders played a great game tonight. And it's always a fun one when you can have almost as many steals as you do points allowed. That's always a good sign for a coach and for a team. So kind of see what Martinsdale brings and what they look like and what they can do on Friday and see how the Crusaders are going to attack them. Sounds like they are a little more pressure-focused, so they're going to want to stop the ball quickly and try and force some turnovers. It sounds like it's going to be the same defensive styles on both sides.
That's a lot of gnats. A
lot of gnats. It's gonna be an interesting one.
54-20 win for Coon Rapids Baird. Martinsdale-St. Mary's, it looks like they won over Murray 44-34. So that sounds like a couple of defensive-minded teams. So we will see how that pans out on Friday. I think Mason Nealand will be here for that girls' regional semifinal. Last thoughts is it's been good to have you back in the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight.
No, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. I look forward to being here on Thursday night with you for an exciting boys' game.
That shall be fun. That'll wrap it up for our coverage tonight. Again, the Crusaders are winners tonight at home over Southeast Warren in this 1A Region 3 quarterfinal. They're headed to the semifinals. Friday night, they will host Martinsdale St. Mary's. They'll come in 16-8 on the season. That'll wrap up our girls basketball playoff coverage tonight with the CB Sports Network on Kick 106.7. For Devin Dembinski, I'm Nick Brink. So long from Coon Rapids, and thanks so much for listening.